But here's the story.
Here's some not so famous words George Washington once said. He said them a long time ago, and he's a long time dead. Although he probably couldn't spell the word isochamber, he said, make the most of the Indian hemp seed plant and sow it everywhere. Sow it everywhere, farmers, sow it everywhere. Make the most of the Indian hemp seed plant and sow it everywhere. The hemp stalk's fibrous outer layer is something that's called bast, and when it's resin bonded, makes organic fiberglass. In the war, old Henry Ford made cars from hemp-based plastics, but he sold motors to the Nazis, so they labeled him a fascist. And have your curds been combed and hackled? Is your retting process started? Or does scutching and decortication happen when you farted? Hemp nut is the hemp seed after it's been dehulled. And I used to date the hemp girl, but it's long since been annulled. Biodiesel from a weed could help to save the planet. And hemp seed oil makes lip balm, which I use when kissing Janet. So if your agrochemiculture starts to burn your farmland out, rotate your crop with hemp 3 times and bring it back about. Bring it back about, farmers, bring it back about. Bring it back about, farmers, bring hemp back about. Bring it back about, farmers, bring it back about. Bring hemp around, boys, and bring it back about. Any Anderman will tell you, and then he'll try to sell you some, that hemp seed is the soybean of the new millennium.
After you broke the fibers off of it, it wouldn't take much to make a machine to grind this stuff into a powder. Once you grind it into a powder, it will go back into the earth like nothing. And you see, at that stage, you could almost make a soil. And the leaves are exceptionally good fertilizer. Another thing that, yes, they used to take the hemp plant and boil it in a cooler and use it on the vegetables to control bugs. Indians in Northern Ontario that I've worked with talked about when they still had the plant, okay, of using it for soap and then washing your body with it, and the mosquitoes hardly ever bothered you.